really no new update on the injuries. Nothing has changed from yesterday. I think it was David Bruton. Eddie Royal did not play. He was not active due to concussion. And we'll update you on him Wednesday. And then Brian Dawkins. He'll have he'll just have some treatment and he should be fine. But no major updates.
Andre Goodman, was his concussion as bad?
Yeah, he'll go through all the testing. They have a pretty long list of things they go through, so we'll find out Wednesday.
So, can you talk about the comfort level you have sending Matt Prater out for those long kicks in crunch time?
Well, I think, Matt's, obviously that was fabulous clutch kicks, both of them. He's done it lately. He was in a little bit of a slump about a month ago, and he worked himself out of it. So we have great confidence in him, and really from any range.
Do you feel a lot of times teams feel they have to get 10, 15 yards closer just to have a decent chance for their kicker, let's say in fourth quarter overtime? But you have a little bit more of a leeway just because he's so good from 50 plus. He's 12 to 16.
Well, there's no doubt his leg strength is a weapon, in particularly here at home with the altitude. I think you noticed. Even the Bears kicker kicked a very long one. I can't remember exactly which point of the game, but it was a 50-plus yarder. So that does help, here at home.
How important is it to just let your team absorb the win as you are with these Victory Mondays? I just saw Lance Ball say, I can't say enough about Victory Mondays on my Twitter.
Well, it's like what came first, the chicken or the egg?
Right.
Obviously, it's really just a bone for, when they find ways to win, and they've done a good job of that thus far.
Mm-hmm. Can you also just talk about what you're noticing with how these defenses are seemingly changing things up in that Bronco time, Tebow time, when they come in with one plan and then next thing you know they're changing the zone or they're confused about what they're doing schematically, even though they know what's coming? So to speak.
Well, I think, as I mentioned before, it's an extension of the run game. And, ball is ball, whether it's a college offense or a pro offense. It's just another thing a defense has to prepare for. I think one of the issues we have is we don't know what that's going to be until game time. So, I think our offensive staff and players have done a tremendous job of, adjusting at halftime, adjusting on the sideline, to what people are doing. And we've seen a variety of different things. And, that was a very good defense we played yesterday. And they have got some great players, guys that have been around. And, they're very disciplined defense. So it was tough sledding, but, at the end of the day, we scored enough to win.
Can you also talk about the difference that you noticed perhaps in the conditioning level of your team compared to the defenses that you're playing in the fourth quarter? Because they were talking a lot about their defense slumping over and grabbing on Tim Tebow, seemingly still has the energy and the superior conditioning level.
Well, I think our strength and conditioning staff did an excellent job, especially due to the lockout. We practice at game speed. We don't practice real long, but we practice fast and simulate a game basically every practice, and our guys they have an unbelievable spirit about them, and obviously Tim, and not just Tim though, and we get to that point in the game and they believe in each other, and it perks you up a little bit, and I think the other side's kind of waiting for something to happen too.
And can you also talk about how Tim is taking advantage of what they're giving him, because he is, able to take the dink and dunks and the check downs and with whatever the defense is giving him in that crunch time?
Well, he causes the defense to run around more because he runs around a lot. So, whether it's as a runner or as a scrambler on drop back passes, it can be frustrating for a defense. I've been there many times on the other side of it. But, I think, that causes your conditioning level to get taxed some, is the running around, and he does a good job of it.
John, what do you tell your guys when they face a guy like that?
Well, I think, number one, you try to keep them hemmed up, try to keep them inside. They did a pretty good job of that at times, and then, Timmy executed better at times. So, sometimes you utilize a spy. Sometimes you may not want to use as much man-to-man coverage because guys have, you have your back to them. You know, but so many, they played a lot of cover one yesterday, you know, to stop the run. And two, that hurts a little bit in your contain, especially if he, you know, if they leave a gap open in the pass rush, and it can be problematic.
Demaryius said that he noticed in those last few minutes of the games when you guys are coming back that defenses seem to be focusing so much on Tim that they're not paying attention to the rest of the guys on the field, and you're taking advantage of that. How much are you seeing of that in the defenses? What kind of changes are you seeing in those last few minutes?
Well, I think, you know, all in all, you know, the man coverage I spoke of earlier, you know, I think, you know, they're daring us to pass. You know, I think it started all the way back in Detroit. And, you know, I think we're improving in the pass game. I think our quarterback's improving. I think our young receivers are improving. You know, Tim obviously makes some things happen even when the protection breaks down because of his mobility. But, you know, I think at the end of the day, you know, we're getting better throwing the ball, and we're going to have to be, you know, a lot better this week. And we had some blips yesterday with some drops, but, you know, I think, you know, talking about Demaryius, you know, he came back and made some big catches at the end, you know, to overcome some of those drops.
Coach, you went back and looked at the field, and Tim had some struggles in the middle, passed the ball really well late, but that one that he just bounced off the ground to stop the clock, it lands his feet, I believe, late on that last drive before the field goal. Is that as good a play as maybe completing one there that, you know what I'm saying, to have the awareness to just bounce it off the ground and stop the clock?
Yeah, I think, you know, we knew that the time was an issue, you know, and at that point in the game, and, you know, we practiced those things, and we executed it under pressure.
Some of the offensive players have talked about, you know, just kind of one of the things that with those late-game situations is picking up the pace, and it seems to help. I mean, have you considered more hurry-up early in games to kind of get the juices flowing a little bit with the, you know?
Yeah, we've talked about all that. I know it, you know, we seem to start slow. The season didn't start that way, but here of late we've kind of started a little bit slower. I think, you know, it's back to what I was saying before, is you don't really know how people are going to attack you. You know, of course, we add new things every week, and then we adjust those things during the game. So some of it is we're in an adjustment mode, and, you know, figuring out how people are playing us.
Is there a negative to going hurry up early in the game?
Or? You know, it can be a positive thing, but, you know, when you're winging it around all the time, sometimes that can be a negative thing. So, you know, we're trying to establish what kind of game it's going to be.
I'm just curious, as you went to bed last night and you kind of reflected on how you guys won like this again and again and again, I'm curious what kind of thoughts come in your mind as you're putting this into perspective.
Well, I think it, you know, goes back to, you know, those guys believe it. And, you know, this game's about confidence. You're playing the best in the world at what you do. And, you know, being able to believe that good things are going to happen. And, you know, so many of these games are won or lost in the fourth quarter. And, you know, the thing I admire about that bunch is they, you know, they trust and believe in one another. And that's, you know, the ultimate of being a championship team. And so, it's fun to see and fun to watch happen.
Does this movement feel spiritual to you at all?
Yeah, that's a tough question. I think anytime you put so much time into something and you work that hard, whether you're a player or a coach, an owner, you know, a team president, whatever, you know, there's always that type of feeling. People have to put their own, you know, label on it. But spiritual would be one of them.
Is Tim the catalyst for that belief, Coach, or was it there earlier in the season before he became the starter?
Yeah, that's hard to define. You know, I think there's no question that he has that spirit and that spark and, you know, the trust in his teammates. You know, to say it would be all him, I don't know that's fair either. I mean, he's a part of it, and there's no doubt.
I know you're very segmented this quarter of the season, but now all of a sudden we're in this part of the season where the playoff stuff starts coming around and your players are starting to openly talk about it. And Demaryius is just in here. He says, you know, we want more and more and more. Do you like that? I mean,
yeah, I mean, it kind of, you know, it's like reading a book. You know, you're getting closer to the end. And, you know, we still have three games left, a very big game this week, you know, against the New England Patriots. Who, you know, been there many times. So again, you know, it's a, you know, one game at a time mentality. You know, and at the end, if you're fortunate enough to win your share and get into the tournament, then you attack that season.
John, based on everything you've seen, do you think Tim has done enough to not be the week-to-week guy and the firm starter for the
I think a lot's made of the quarterback position, and it's really hard to sit here and answer. You know, we don't talk about the middle linebacker or the left corner position. You know, I think, you know, right now, just enjoy the moment, and, it's a team game, and, you know, we're doing well as a team. So, you know, I don't like speaking too much of the future. You know, I'm happy for each day.
Has Von Miller done enough to be the strong side linebacker?
Yeah, that's exactly. he's a strong side linebacker now. we're in the now.
John, has Demarius got some chemistry going with Tim? Seems like they're really on the same page.
Yeah, I think, you know, we're really young on offense. I mean, our offensive line is relatively young. You know, our receiving core is relatively young. Our quarterback's relatively young. So, you know, they're growing together as a team, and, you know, he's part of that. You know, he's a guy that, you know, missed some time due to injury, and we got him back healthy. And I think, you know, each time he goes out there, he's just going to get better and better. So he's developing, and, you know, of course they're developing because they're teammates.
That quote-unquote chemistry stuff, is that just stuff we write about, or is that for real?
Between
receivers and quarterback.
Well, it's real. I mean, it's amongst teammates. I mean, whether it's the right guard, the center. I mean, you know, you're developing chemistry from a guy you take the ball from every snap. So, you know, that's just part of being a team.
Coach, do you believe that teams can be teams of destiny?
You know, I think you kind of create your own destiny. You know, we're just taking it one game at a time, and you know, you create that. It's like nicknames. You know, making them up doesn't work so good. It's, you know, when people and your reputation earn that.
You talked about earlier in the season, the shortened off season, getting to learn and know who this team is. What did you learn about this team right now that you didn't know in the training camp?
Well, I'm a firm believer, you know, in that belief and in that 60-minute battle, so to speak. You know, they develop a belief in one another, you know, the guy next to them type of mindset. And that takes a while to kind of bring out in the team. It takes a while for them to get to know each other. So that was my biggest fear of the lockout, was more than the X's and O's. It's just, you know, knowing what buttons to push, you know, what the chemistry of the team was. And, you know, we're starting to develop pretty good chemistry.
Coach, are there similar things going on now with this team that were going on with your Carolina team that went to the Super Bowl?
You know, I got asked that question last night. I hate to really do comparisons. You know, we won a lot of close games that year, much the same. I can't pull it off the top of my head. But a similar type of thing that, you know, a team that maybe wasn't used to winning learns how to win, and, you know, hopefully we'll be able to go that far.
Was that what it was like that year? Like when things needed to go right, they seemed to go right?
Well, I've always believed that you kind of make, you know, your own luck. And so, you know, we're still not done with the body of work yet. So it's like comparing great players. It's hard to do. And it's hard to compare teams because everybody's different.
So you'll be happy to see Brady this weekend?
Not really, but no. He's a great player, no question. You know, I think he's got the rings to back that up. So we'll definitely have our work cut out for us.
Gentlemen, with all the fantastic finishes, kind of hides a lot of blemishes that happened earlier in the games.
What blemishes? No, I'm just kidding.
Exactly. When you do the corrections, do you find it in your career, is it easier to go over things when you're still winning while you're learning, or is it harder?
Well,
to
there's no doubt. This game's only fun when you win. And you know, from coming to these things to the drive in the Monday morning, you know, so it's really only fun when you win. So it's a lot easier to, you know, make those corrections when you win than when you lose.
I know you haven't been here throughout DJ Williams' career. Those who have seen him have the impression that he might be playing as well now as he's ever played. What are your impressions of?
Well, I think, you know, that yesterday's game was his best game this year, and we have been here this year, and You know, he's capable of those types of performances, and it was good to see, and it was well needed, you know, in this game.
Hey, on the pass to Barber in overtime, did you think about calling a timeout to give the booth more time to look at it? What were you guys thinking about that?
Yeah, you know, they we were waiting for them. Right. We talked about it, but again, I'm glad we kind of still had our timeouts as it worked out, but we did consider it, yes.
Were you surprised they didn't review it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Obviously, Wesley Woodyard had the respect here, you know, as a special teams guy. You know, I've been here since the beginning of his career, but he's never really kind of broken through defensively. I mean, hasn't really had too much of a chance. What did you guys see in him that you really thought meshed well with the nickel package that you're running? And talk a little bit about the big play he made.
Well, he's got, you know, excellent speed, and in the 4-3 defense, you know, you're looking for speed, and you know, something we noticed on last year's tape, even as we were kind of trying to, you know, piece this defense together, you know, and then when DJ got hurt to start the season, you know, Wesley stepped in and did a very good job at the will linebacker position. And, you know, he's earned the respect of the coaching staff. You know, it's a whole new staff and his teammates, and he's gotten those opportunities. On that play, you know, he did a tremendous job of folding back and, you know, saw the ball exposed and pulling it out.
It almost seems, though, that, like, you know, some coaches might say he's too light, you know, he's a tweener. You know, you look at him, he looks almost like a safety sometimes. But you guys didn't have that feeling about him as a linebacker.
In the 4-3, you can get away with a little bit lesser size than you can in the 3-4. And, you know, at that position in particular.
You talked a lot about having a young team. Do you have any concern about confidence getting out of hand?
No, you know, we talk about it a lot. They understand it. And, you know, just staying focused, not letting it get too big, you know, on the outside. You know, every time you win, you know, the next game's the bigger game. And so it just comes with the territory. And, you know, we just kind of stay in the present and, you know, make sure we're, you know, staying focused on our preparation. And they've done a good job so far. I don't expect that to change.
How did Ricky Moore do?
Well, he did good. You know, he was inactive the week before. A lot was made of that. That was just a matter of who was healthy and not healthy to field our best 46. And, you know, I thought he did a good job. And we needed him, as it turned out, with, you know, all the nicks and bruises we were getting in the secondary.
John, a big part of the Tebow phenomenon is his willingness to share his faith publicly with teammates and, you know, with the public. What is your take on faith mixing with football?
You know, I think, you know, everybody's different. And, you know, he obviously feels strong about that. I think, you know, I like his passion. I think in today's world, with all that's going on in sport and our society, you know, I think it's wonderful.
Do you grasp that this is not just the big story in Denver, but the biggest story in the league? I mean, I think they're talking about it in, you know, churches in Oregon, and, you know, I mean this.
You been there lately, Mike?
Well, I heard.
they're taking it.
You caught me there.
Yeah.
But you know how big this. I mean, and in here, it's got to be, as a coach, it's about team and make sure everyone shares in the success. But outside of here, the interest here is with Tebow.
Well, I think, you know, I said before, I mean, I can understand it. You know, he's a wonderful young man, and I know I have a lot of respect for him. You know, again, we don't really get a feel. You know, we joke we're kind of social morons because, you know, we're locked in here all day. So, you know, we don't get the chance to, you know, see all that and all that type of thing. And, you know, I get to see him every day, and I enjoy seeing him every day.
How did Patrick fill you in on all this stuff?
You know,
makes me social morons.
Well, Patrick tries, but
tough.
And he does a great job. But I'm usually locked in my little cave.
So there'll probably be a few people here for the Patriots Broncos game, just so you know.
So it'll be a big mob there Wednesday.
Probably.
That's okay.
Yeah, bring your A game.
Yeah, yeah.
We don't want that one.
You know me well enough already, Jeff. I only got one game.
In the '70s, the Cleveland Browns, they called in the cardiac kid when the kids won. Is this the new version?
You know, like I mentioned earlier at DMAC, you know, people create different, you know, their own thing. We're just going to try to stay about our business and, you know, focus on the task at hand, and it'll be a big task this week against New England.
You talked about writing a story, and we're later in the chapters, and when you're reading a book, you can't help but sort of think about what's going to happen. So
figured you'd come back to that.
If you're writing the story, how does the story end?
You know, again, if I could predict the future, I'd be doing something different. So I don't know how it's going to end. You know, we're just keep writing.